Over the last several weeks, I've embarked on an exploration that has been one part thought experiment, one part careful analysis, and at least one part purely creative. I've spent a significant portion of my time this semester exploring the emergent paradigm of nearly true-to-life digital audio recording and synthesis that drives the music industry today. Inevitably, I pondered what audio technology might evolve into in the near future. My research had led me to the conclusion that a given time period's music is inherently linked to contemporary technological advances. With the electric guitar came rock and roll, with synthesizers came a new wave of dance music. Samplers brought us house and hip-hop, and now digital audio production has brought us auto-tune and such genres as dubstep. So a few weeks ago, I posed to myself the question, what might popular music sound like 100 years from now, in the 22nd century, given 100 more years of technological advance? It didn't take long for me to figure out this was not a well-formulated question. The differences between different genres here in the 21st century is already enormous. This and other concerns led me to reformulate my question. My new question became, what will be the elements that most commonly characterize popular music 100 years from now? Even the new question seems quite impossible to answer. After all, who in the year 1912 could have possibly predicted the advent of consumer electronics, computers, digital audio, the music industry, and all of the factors that have led to the popular music of today? Given that it is widely accepted the generalized rate of technological advance is accelerating, it is conceivable that an even greater degree of change will come to popular music in the next 100 years. Now I'm an optimist, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that the accelerating technological progress continues for 100 years. I'm going to present a short argument of why we aren't totally without hope if we try to describe what the resulting 22nd century music might sound like. I'll touch upon a variety of trends as well as a few hunches, and then conclude by presenting a piece of musical futurism, my own personal idea of what a 22nd century popular song might sound like. Now we in the 21st century are learning to think outside the box. High-fidelity sampling and digital synthesis have led us to develop entirely new ways of interacting with the computer for the sake of music production. MIDI interfaces now range from basic pianos and drum kits, to flute-like wind controllers, touchpads, hardware that connects to electric guitars, and the list goes on. More advanced imaging technology has even allowed for the entire human body to be used as an input device. See, for example, the Xbox Kinect. We're approaching the point where literally any movement, sound, or even thought produced by the human body can be used to manipulate digital audio. By the year 2112, technology will certainly have brought us very close to the seamless interaction between humans and music production. The music resulting from such fluid interaction will be expressive in an unprecedented way, perhaps even in a way that would sound foreign to us today. In the age of information, we have access to knowledge about fledgling technologies, which may one day revolutionize some field or industry in a way that people did not a century ago. While we can never hope to successfully predict which of these technologies will matter and which ones will not, we have the advantage of being aware of what might possibly define the technology of the future simply by surveying the cutting edge of today's research. Quantum computing, for example, could take computers and therefore electronic music production to unprecedented levels of complexity and realism. Direct interfacing between the brain and the computer is currently under research as well, and could conceivably lead to augmented computational skills, intelligence, and so on for the average person. Such a hyper-intelligent brain could conceivably find the same appeal and comfort in complex patterns that the natural human brain finds in simple patterns. If this were true, it would certainly be reflected in the music that the owners of such brains would produce. Now, the human ear can naturally perceive sound waves of frequencies ranging between about 20 Hz and about 20,000 Hz. Sound waves have always existed outside of this limit, however. I have in my hand a MIDI keyboard. This keyboard allows me to interact with digital software that reproduces audio sounds, whether from samples or through digital synthesis. I'm going to ascend a scale right now of high pitches, and I'm going to ascend up to the limit of human hearing. You'll notice that the pitches initially become more difficult to discern between, and eventually it becomes impossible to hear the pitch at all. Now I say that it's very conceivable that the development of these embedded augmentations, whether to the human brain or to the human senses, will eventually allow us to perceive these other frequencies of sound, in particular the higher ultrasonic frequencies. These frequencies obey the same tonal relationships as the audible range of frequencies, and so they'll find a natural place in music once we're able to hear them. At this point, the analytical part of this thought experiment ends and the creative part begins. I've created a song with a tempo of 135 beats per minute based on extrapolation of data the tempos of popular songs over the last 100 years. I make the claim that elements that will characterize music in the year 2112 will include a range of frequencies outside that of natural human hearing, fluid expressive sounds produced by fluid expressive interactions between humans and computers, and finally, increased levels of musical complexity created by and created to please the electronically augmented brains of humans of the 22nd century. And now I present my piece of musical futurism straight out the year 2112.
Da 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 da